it's time for girls basketball on KGYM Radio, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Let's go courtside and join former coach Steve Dozer with the analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
And welcome to high school basketball. Coming your way tonight from Marion High School as we get ready for WAMAC Conference Girls Basketball. This evening, it'll be the Independence Mustangs coming to Marion to take on the number 7 rated team in Class 4A, the Marion Indians. Great to have you with us, Scott Unash, alongside Gina Rogers here tonight as we get ready for the second go-around between these two teams. And tonight starts the second round robin as far as the WAMAC Conference and girls basketball is concerned here in the Western Division. Matchup earlier on the season up at Independence. Marion pulled away late to win that one 53-30, and they will go at it for the second time here this evening. And Gina, always fun the second time around. You know each other quite well, and it's usually a little closer ball game that second the second go around.
Right, you know each other, and plus you're in kind of the heart of the season, and you know you've gotten through the spring or the winter break, and now you're getting ready for tournament time. So everybody's looking to peak at the right time.
Marion looking to peak, and they come in and with a record of 9-4, they are 6-1 right now in the WAMAC Conference Western Division, and one game behind Center Point Urbana in the standings going into the second half of the season, if you will, in conference play. CPU is 7-0. Marion right now right behind them by one game at 6-1. Bent Community is still in it very much. The Bobcats in there in third place right now at 5-2. Independence comes in with an overall record of 6-8, and they are 2-5 right now in the Western Division of the WAMAC Conference. And we mentioned it was a Marion win earlier this year. The Indians pulled away in the second half, hit some free throws down the stretch, and won that game. The first conference game, that one's played up at Independence, of course, and it's got two teams that are now starting to make that turn. They're looking toward the postseason now as you get into games 14, 15, right around there.
Right, you've made it through Christmas break. You've kind of, like you said, started the second half of the season, getting to see teams for the second time, and also looking, I think we were talking earlier, playoff pairings, postseason pairings probably come out sometime next week.
Yeah, and maybe these two teams will run into each other for a third time. Who knows? But Indians coming off a win on Tuesday night. They won down at Tiffin at Clear Creek Amana 54-41. Marion has won two in a row since the loss at Rivalry Saturday to the Linmar Lions 39-33. Independence has won two out of their last three. They won on Tuesday night at home. Took care of business against Williamsburg 54-46. And Independence, as we mentioned, comes in with a record of 6-8. And the Mustangs are going to be a little shorthanded tonight. Sarah Morkel, a double-figure scorer, 10 points a game. And the number one three-point shooter for the Mustangs is out with an ankle injury. She's missed the last couple of games, and she's going to miss this one. Hopefully, we'll be back coming up on Friday. But that takes away a pretty big weapon.
Definitely, and especially if you're a team that you know, maybe doesn't have quite as high a shooting percentage, you're going to miss that shooter, especially from the outside.
Yeah, Independence averages 44 points per game on the year, but they only shoot it at 33%. That's the bad news. The good news for the Mustangs is they miss it, they go get it usually, because they average 13 offensive rebounds a game.
And that's good. That shows that, you know, you're following your shot, you're hustling after it. I always used to say it's like car insurance. You think you're going to make it. If you don't, you got car insurance. So you got the rebound to give it the second try.
And they've got a very good offensive rebounder and a good rebounder and overall player, Brittany Larson, one of the team leaders. Larson, a 6'1 senior. This is as close to a double-double as you can get. 9.9 points and 9.9 rebounds. Just give her. Round it up. But she's a very good player. The leading scorer is Tristan Ludwig for Independence. She is a 5'10 senior. Averages 11 points a game, and she pulls down almost 9 rebounds per contest.
Yeah, Scott, we were talking before, I haven't seen these two teams play, so I was trying to assess without looking at the lineups and the names on the back of the jerseys who the players were, and those were the two that I picked out. You could tell just in warm-ups they're leaders on the team.
Yeah, and this is a team that needs to take good care of the basketball. 151 assists to 246 turnovers. A few too many turnovers for the Mustangs.
Yeah, a few too many, and we know Marion is gonna put a little pressure on that, and so you really got to take care of the turnovers you can control. So if you're going to have a turnover, it's got to be one that they've forced. Nothing unforced. Take care of the ball.
Well, if you thought Marion was a young team, they just got younger in the last couple of outings, as Corby Lauby has decided to go with the two freshmen and three sophomores in the starting lineup, and they're all very, very talented, led by Chloe Rice at 14.6 points per game. Rice also pulling down about four rebounds, almost three assists, almost three steals a game, only a sophomore at 5'10", and she's a very, very good one. Mia Lauby in there as well at just under double figures at 9.8 points per game. And then the rest of the starting lineup, you got Caitlin Smith in there at just about 7 points per game for the sophomore point guard. And then Sophie Willett has gone into the starting lineup for this Marion team. And they're going to try to score off of turnovers, their defense, and create some easy buckets that way.
And you know, shout out to the Indians and great job. You know, being ranked that high in the state and starting such a young team, that really goes to show the talent that we have in the area and a lot of the feeder programs bringing up the young kids. And we talked about it the other day, Scott, a lot of young kids playing in the area and obviously very talented.
Well, you've seen a lot of the Washington Warriors, and this team is will probably remind you of the Washington Warriors a little bit. Up and down, get a lot of girls in, and just kind of create anxiety, as Denny Gettle likes to say.
That's exactly, and that's what you said, force turnovers and get baskets off, you know, second chance points there and off the turnover.
And it's a Marion team that averages 52 points per game, and they're also struggling a little bit from shooting. 35% right now for this Marion team. They like to put up three-pointers. Right now, I know Corby Lauby would like to see that percentage go up a little bit higher than the 29% it's at, though. But it's a Marion team that if you get behind them, you're probably not going to catch up because they shoot almost 75% from the free throw line.
And that's great. And that's, you know, also what you said, too, is if they're not shooting so good from the outside, but they want to get their points off of those easy buckets, off those turnovers, and then step it up and making free throws, hey, that covers your point spread right there.
High school basketball here tonight, presented by First Federal Credit Union. A big thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Chalstrom, everybody at First Federal for helping us out. You can check them out online at firstfedcu.com. Give them a call at their Cedar Rapids office at 362-3171 or in Hiawatha at 743-7806. The other games in the WOMAC coming up tonight on the western half of the slate, it's Clear Creek Amana at Benton Community. South Tama will be up the road at Center Point Urbana. And it'll be Williamsburg at Vinton Shelsburg coming up this evening. And then on the eastern side of things, Anamosa will be at Maquoketa. Western Dubuque is at Mount Vernon. That should be a whale of a game between rated teams. DeWitt Central is at Solon, and Dyersville-Beckman is at West Delaware coming up this evening. The eastern side of things in the WOMAC, Western Dubuque is your leader at 7-0. And they've got a one-game lead over Central DeWitt. The Sabres are 5-1. They had a game that was postponed last week. Also, Mount Vernon at 5-2. So that'll be a big one tonight between the Mustangs and Western Dubuque, who's got that long regular season winning streak going on right now for the two-time defending state runners-up in Class 4A. But here we get ready for Marion and Independence, and let's go ahead and set our starting lineups. And they are brought to you by Skogman Carlson Insurance at 3700 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. For home, auto, farm, life, and health, give them a call at 774-4620. For the Independence Mustangs, 6-8 on the year, 2-5 in the WOMAC Conference Western Division. They will go with this lineup tonight. Starting at one forward, it'll be number 51, Chloe Henningsen, a 5'9 senior. And Henningsen into the starting lineup for Sarah Morkel, averaging just under 2 points per ball game. Also to forward, number 40 is Tristan Ludwig, a 5'10 senior, averaging 11.1 points and second on the team with 8.5 rebounds per game. At center, it'll be number 34, Brittany Larson, 6'1", and a senior. And Larson just under a double-double at 9.9 points and 9.9 rebounds a game. And the guards for the Mustangs will be number 21, Lydia Butters, at 5'4", and a sophomore. And Butters on the year at 6.4 points per ball game. And Caitlin Niedert, a 5'10 junior. Niedert on the year, averaging 4.2 per contest. For the Independence Mustangs, who come in at 6-8 and are coached by Patrick Abeltrup. Now the starting lineup for the Marion Indians, 9-4 on the year, 6-1, second place in the WAMAC West. And they come in number 7 rated in Class 4A. For Marion, they will go with Chloe Rice at 1-4, 5'10 and a sophomore, 14.6 points and about 4 rebounds per game. Also up front, it'll be number 10, Randy Wright, 6 feet even and a freshman. And Wright averaging about 2 points per ball game. Also up front, it'll be Sophie Ouellette, 5'10 and a freshman. And Ouellette on the year averaging just under 2 a game. And the guards will be number 5, Caitlin Smith, 5'9 and a sophomore. And Smith at 6.6 points per game, 4 rebounds as well. And number 21, Mia Lauby, the 5'9 sophomore, the coach's daughter, just under double figures at 9.8 points per game. Also 5.5 rebounds and about 2.5 assists per contest. The head coach for the Marion Indians is Corby Lauby, assisted by Pete Messerly, Josh Claypool, and Dave Messerly. And right now we will honor America with the singing of our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the
national anthem. Very nice soloist there, doing a good job. And we are set to go. Independence in their maroon traveling uniforms with the white numbers, white letters with Independence across the front. And for the Marion Indians, their home white with the red and gold trim. And should be one of those tempo games, I think, Gina.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking, Scott, it seems like my key to the game is always tempo, but it really does make a difference, especially here. We kind of talked about we're expecting Independence to kind of slow it down and go in the half court. And we said Marion's going to get up and down and trying to get some points off some turnovers.
So it'll be Henningsen, Ludwig, Larson, Butters, and Niedert for Independence. Rice, Wright, Ouellette, Smith, and Lauby for the Indians. As the second half of the WAMAC West will get underway here momentarily. Chris Oberbrockling and his crew are officials here for the varsity contest. Set to go, it'll be Larson to tip it up against Randy Wright. And we are underway. And the ball tipped around a couple times, and it's going to go out of bounds, and it's going to go to Independence as went off the hands of Caitlin Smith. As Independence will go to the bucket to our right. And the Marion Indians will come out in a little 1-3-1 trapping half court. Driving a kick out, Niedert left of the circle. Over into the corner, putting it on the floor over there with Ludwig. Niedert picked up by Rice. Long arms out front, causing a lot of havoc out there.
Yeah, she's doing a good job going side to side as well.
Butters out to Niedert. Open three-pointer on the way, and she got it. Mustangs only shoot 22%, but the first one goes down tonight.
Good start. Good start for the Mustangs.
And it's 3-0. Independence will play a lot of 2-3 on the drive right. Tried to dish it out. Ball tipped away and picked up by Rice. Rice, back it comes. Outside, three-pointer, no good. Too strong that time by Caitlin Smith. Rebound on the floor, and we're going to have Marion coming away with it as Lauby got it away. On the drive, Lauby all the way in. Off-balance runner, no. And rebounded in there by Larson, who averages almost 10 a game.
Indians in a very spread offense there, really keeping that zone of the Mustangs spread out.
They drop it inside to Larson. Her turnaround from the block is too strong. Got her own rebound back up. That's no good. Third effort up, falling away. That comes up short. And rebounded out of there by Sophie Ouellette.
There's those offensive boards we talked about before the game, Scott.
Just couldn't cash in, though.
Got to finish.
Rice between the circles. Back to Smith. Skip pass over the top to Lauby. Down to the free throw line to right. She'll kick it out top to Rice. And Marion will get another look at it as Independence tries to slow the game down. Ouellette, a three, forced it up there wildly. No good, an air ball, but chased down by Lauby for Marion. Kick back out. Smith for three and got it left of the key.
So the Indians not looking to penetrate on that zone, really passing the ball around on the outside, looking for those outside shots.
And got one to go there, and we're tied at three here in the early going. 2 minutes into the ball game. Skip pass on the block, going up with the leaner and scoring down low. That time was Tristan Ludwig. And Independence back up by two. It's 5-3 Mustangs. Ludwig got good position inside. From the free throw line, Wright tries to split a double team and was fouled on the floor.
And just different from that last possession, so they did try to penetrate there, and I'm looking to see a little bit more of that. I mean, if they keep moving the passes around, that's going to make that penetration a little easier to break that zone up.
Henningsen picked up the foul. That was her first, and down by two. Here's Ouellette going left baseline. Cut off, back to Rice for the open three. Front iron, no. Offensive rebound, Smith came up short in the shot. It's loose, and we got a jump ball. And it should be Marion's basketball. And it will be, as Ouellette will inbound. Left of the glass looking in, gets it to the corner. Quick three put up by Smith, and it's no good. Deep kicker comes out, and we're going to have another tied ball. I can get this one, Gina. It's going to go to Independence.
You're right. That's exactly what I had written down here, Scott. We agree.
Since we had one about 5 seconds ago,
right,
that went Marion's way.
So little bit of pressure here, and then picking up in the midcourt.
Yep. Showed a little three-quarter court. Now we'll try to trap in the half court, and a travel is going to be called on Butters. She switched the pivot feet.
Trap works. There's turnover.
Here we go. You can do it in so many ways. Three-quarter court, half court, full court. Now Independence shows showed a little 1-1-3, and now they morph back into the 2-3. Lauby up front, Rice in the drive, kicks it out to Smith, left of the circle. Bullet pass down low to right. Gets a double team, low pass stolen away as Niedert came up with it. Was a pass right at the ankles.
Yeah, those aren't usually too effective.
Butters over in the corner to Ludwig as Marion extending that 1-3-1 on the drive all the way in. Runner up, rimming good. It's going to count a foul. Nice drive by Butters.
Right on that foul. Yeah, she just jumped up and kind of got in the way, got her with the, could have been either the hand or the body that they saw.
Randy Wright will pick up the foul, her first, as Henningsen will come out and Holly Cooksley will come in off the Independence bench. A 5'9 freshman as the free throw is up and good for Butters, and this looks anything like a 6'18.
I was going to say.
Rice penetrates, back out top. Wright turns down to three to Ouellette into the corner. 4:30 to play, 8-3 early lead for the Independence Mustangs. Smith's pass tip, it comes out to Rice. They play catch with it outside the arc left wing. Rice in the drive. Circling, cross court pass to Lauby. She'll take it right of the lane. Jumper short, might have been partially deflected. And Ludwig the other way as Marion's gonna go to the bench here. Butters left open. She'll pull up for three. Missed it. Larson had the rebound for a moment and lost it to Mia Lauby. Here comes Marion. Lauby goes crossover. Driving a dish out to Rice. Penetrates back to the corner. Open three by Smith, and she hits.
So the Indians doing a good job getting down and getting those rotations. They're really doing a great job passing that ball around.
Smith, a 39% three-point shooter, as Independence gets it inside, and Larson was fouled. And she'll go to the free throw line, the Independence center. And Randy Wright picks up her second foul.
Two in a row. She actually got behind her on that, so she was out of position.
And Larson to the free throw line. High archers up and good. Independence, not a great free throw shooting team at 55%, and Larson's at 43. That's the bad news. The good news is she gets there a lot.
Got to convert, just like the offensive boards.
And the second one is short, no good. As Haley Lau comes into the Mustang lineup, 5'9 senior. And for Marion coming in, Maddie Knapp for the first time. 5'3 and another freshman, Isabella Sade, will come in. The junior at 6'2. And also Ellie Harold into the game, the sophomore from Marion. Kick out to Harold, good three-point shooter. She'll put it up and got it from the right side.
Quick shot. She has a quick catch and shoot. She had her feet already set.
27%, that's her 10th on the year for Harold, and we are tied. 9-9. Marion with 3 3-point goals, taking it down low. Neater, and they're going to get her for traveling.
So starting to see some turnovers here on the Mustangs. Need to kind of clean that up a little bit and stay in control. Keep taking it to the boards, taking it inside.
Well, we're seeing two different ways to score here. Marion from the perimeter, and Independence get most everything from down low. Harold fumbled the pass in the left corner. Lob pass, Sade, over on the right side. Baseline drive, Smith, cut off by the help defense. Good ball movement over to Lauby for three, and she hits her. Check that, Rice.
And the Indians are running the same offense. They've got four out, and they've got their five player just going back and forth at the free throw line.
And finding the open girl.
Exactly, their passing has been excellent.
So Marion now up. After being down 8-3, the Indians up 12-9. Needed on the baseline drive, offensive foul as she used that forearm to push off.
Try to create a little space and just got a little too aggressive with it.
Anytime you lower that arm or shoulder, more than likely you're going to get it.
Yeah, it was a point of emphasis, I believe, a year or two ago.
9-1 run right now by Marion. Rice drives, kick to the corner. Harold open three, got it again. Five triples for Marion.
She's open, you gotta find her. That's two in a row for her.
15-9, now a 12-1 run by the Indians. Butters goes crossover, drives right free throw line. Lob pass out to Neater. She'll lob it inside to Larson. Goes off the glass. No good. Too strong. Rebound tapped by Ludwig. Coming out of there with it, Caitlin Smith for Marion. Lead pass ahead to Knapp. She'll turn fire for three. A couple of bounces off the iron. No, and the rebound pulled down by Brittany Larson. Up ahead to Neater. To Larson. Driving down the lane. Runner too strong off the glass. Rebound to Harold, and then while she was bringing it up court, had it tipped away and fouled.
So the Mustangs, as we keep saying, are really getting the looks going inside, just not able to convert.
Not sure if Indy wants to run with Marion at this tempo. Henningsen back in for the Mustangs. 15-9 lead for 7th-rated Marion. Bounce to the corner, wide open, three up and good again by Smith. And she's got 3 3-pointers.
Yeah, so normally you stay in your zone to make them shoot. They've proven they can do that, so we'll see if that defense changes.
Harold comes up with a steal on the pass and gets the layup, and it's now 20-9, and we're going to get an Independence timeout. A telegraphed pass, and it turns into an easy steal by Ellie Harold. Off the bench with 8, Harold on the year, averaging 5.2.
If he's taking a 30-second timeout, I'm going to doubt that he's going to change that defense. But trying to kind of listen in a little bit and see if we can.
Really don't have enough time to change
right,
that.
Not in a 30-second. I think he's just really telling him to kind of clean it up and be aware of what they're doing with the passing. You got to jump in those passing lanes, get those arms out, deflect some of those passes, because some of those passes going across court for the Indians are pretty long passes. Jump in the lane, get a hand on that, deflect.
17-1 run right now by the Indians. They were down 8-3 and now lead at 20-9. And no pressure in the backcourt. They'll pick them up at the half-court line. Butters in there, Henningsen in there, Larson, Ludwig, and Cooksley in there. And the stop-and-go move, Butters gets cut off. Back comes right free throw line, extended to Henningsen. Trying to post up a couple times. High lob pass off the hands of Larson. Has to go in the near side corner to pick it up. Lob inside. Nice catch by Ludwig, but before the shot, took an extra step.
Yeah, Indians are playing a straight man on him now, and they're looking to throw over the top. They had some good help and just kind of too much pressure there.
got caught underneath the basket.
Yep. Needed to take a step to get out from underneath there.
And now the Mustangs are going to extend the half-court pressure. We're going to get a Marion timeout as Knapp was trapped over in the corner. And this will be a 30-second timeout for Corby Lauby. So that is what Independence was working on in the huddle.
Exactly. And then that's what Lauby's talking about now is, okay, if they're going to throw that press on it, we got to make sure we know how to break it. So now we got a little strategy going back and forth here, Scott.
20-9, 52 seconds to play here in the opening quarter from Marion this evening. And an 11-point lead here for the Indians of Marion. Came out a little slow, but they've been fine. The corners have been open against 2-3, which is a little unusual.
Right, it's because it's a long pass. It's a long pass, and usually you can get an arm or, you know, jump to that pass and get a deflection.
Knapp and Rice, Sade in there. Also Smith and Harold in for Marion. Still that 2-3, packing it in. Rice to Harold. They play catch with it. They get it to Sade at the free throw line. Kick back out to Knapp. Right wing three-pointer. Can't get the roll. And the rebound. Harold diving in there and kept it alive. Good hustle there by Marion. Knapp on the baseline drive. Good drop-off pass to Sade, but couldn't finish the shot. And Larson with the rebound.
Just a little too hard off the glass.
Boy, it was a nice look, though. And here's Knapp coming up the steal. Took it away. Inside to Harold, who traveled with it.
So her momentum was carrying her forward before she could get that dribble down.
Caitlin Niedert back in for Independence. 20-9, and now here comes the Marion full court pressure. Looking, and they finally lob it into Butters. She had it slapped away by a double team. Now it's loose. We'll have a jump ball.
It's going to be Marion ball.
And that's seven turnovers, Gina, already on Independence.
I mean, credit the Indians. They're doing a good job of jumping on that. And that was just, you know, deflecting the ball out of her hands. But the Mustangs definitely got to take care of the ball better.
8 seconds to play. Marion will go for one. Skip pass to Smith already with three. Make it 4 3-pointers in the first quarter.
This might be as many made three-pointers as I've seen in a while.
23-9 as it's raining threes here at the Marion gym. After one, the Indians on top of Independence, 23-9. We'll be back with the second quarter in a minute. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on KGYM Sports.
No lizard, or TV personality, or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep. Alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Welcome back to Marion as we start the second quarter. Scott Unash along with Gina Rogers. Needed on the high-low dump pass inside to Larson. Turnaround no good. Rebound shot blocked out of there. Ludwig tried it. And here comes Harold the other way. Quickly ahead to Rice. All the way in. Leaner no. And contact. Charger block. They're going to get a block underneath. And it's going to be a Chloe Henningsen. That'll be foul number two on her and the fourth on Independence. As a free throw up and good for Rice, who's 94% from the free throw line. We'll set the lineups for you coming up. It's going to be interesting to see, Gene, if Independence abandons that zone.
Yeah, I would say at the quarter break it certainly is time to do that. I mean, like I said, you usually go into a zone to try and make them shoot. They've proven they can do that, so now I would pull out and match up.
25-9, Butters, and she was fouled by Knapp, who tried to body her at the center line. And Maddie Knapp picks up her first third team foul. And Henningsen in there, Butters, Niedert, Larson, and Ludwig in there for the Independence Mustangs. down by 16. Here's a pick and roll pass inside, tipped away, loose in the floor, and they're going to get a travel on Larson.
Yeah, she just didn't have possession of the ball, and then she got it and fell about the same time.
Anytime you're standing, go down, and you have the ball, you're going to get the trap.
That's right, even if you're still bubbling it a little bit.
Independence, well, looks like they're going to trap out of the zone in the half court, and they get burned again for a three-pointer by Caitlin Smith.
Identify the shooter, Scott.
15 for Smith, and it's 28-9. Here's Marion with the big lead. Pull up from the baseline, won't go by Butters, tipped out of bounds, and it's going to be Independence ball off of Isabel Sade. As Isabella Sade in there, Caitlin Smith, Harold, Maddie Knapp, and Chloe Rice. So we're just a minute, 3 seconds into the second quarter. It was an 8-3 Independence lead at one point.
And turnovers and outside shots for, turnovers on the Mustangs and outside shots for Marion's the difference.
Bullet pass inside, shot no good as Henningsen hit the deck. Little contact, play on, and Marion the other way. Smith to the corner. Knapp, a wide open three-pointer. She buries it.
All of the girls that are making these have just got such great form. Good follow-through, good hype, good extension.
33% three-point shooter, and Marion's going to come in with a brand-new five here. 31-9, Indians out in front. Ball tipped into the backcourt. It's loose, chases on, and Rice comes away with it. She'll pull up from 15 on the left baseline. No, and Smith, another Marion offensive rebound. Sade back to Smith, fakes the three, starts to drive, and gets fouled by Tristan Ludwig. And a whole new five coming in for Corby Lauby.
It looks like the Mustangs are still sitting up in the 2-3.
As Mia Lauby comes back in, Sophie Willette comes in. Tessa Jordan will come in, senior, 5'11 and a senior. Danny Dunn, the other senior, 5'2, coming into the game for Marion. They dump it inside, kick out to Dunn. From the corner for three, no good short. And we're going to have over the back, I think, called on Marion.
Going for that offensive board. Notice Tessa Jordan in the warm-ups, Scott, as a senior, she was controlling the music and the volume of the music. So notice that.
Seniors get to do that.
Seniors do get to do that.
Tessa and Danny, the two seniors on this team. And there's a foul in the backcourt, and they're going to get Lauby, I think, on a push. Her first fifth team foul on Marion. Both teams have five team fouls, and Henningsen will inbound. Looking, trying to get it in. Going to have to lob it in the far sideline, and Niedert makes the high catch on it. 31-9 lead here for Marion. Niedert goes crossover off the ball screen, drives baseline to Butters, to the left, to Ludwig. Back out to Henningsen, ball fake. They play the two-person game inside, turnaround shot, no. Independence getting some good looks.
They are getting some good looks. It's just getting too hard off the glass.
Ball tipped out of bounds, going to stay with Marion.
And I think all their misses have been too hard. None of them have been short. They're just really pushing them off there. I don't know if the pressure's causing that.
Lauby will control things now. Over to Willette, looking inside, trying to get it to Jordan as they work that triangle. Now to Dunn. Over to Jordan from the free throw line. Takes a look and puts it in. And Marion is shooting the lights out right now.
Yeah, they're just very, everyone's very comfortable, very relaxed.
33-9. Butters on the drive, takes it up against a double team and scores on a nice coast-to-coast move. She's got 5, 33-11. On the other end, Lauby can't get that two to go. Nice step-through move that time. Niedert. Bounce left of the lane. Ball tipped away, stolen by Lauby. One-on-one. Lauby all the way up. Stops, pump fake. Had it blocked, and it goes out of bounds.
Yeah, there on Lauby and Niedert was guarding against her, and there was a little bit of elbow going on there. Those two were kind of going at it. I think there's a good matchup between those two.
Ludwig back in. And Henningsen will come out for Independence. 33-11, 4:40 to play here in the first half. They'll clear it out for Lauby. They let her go one-on-one, a drive and a kick out to Dunn for three. Back heel, no, and a foul. I think they get a little push. First on Jordan for Marion. Try to get away with that little push on the waist.
1-3-1 for the Indians.
33-11. Not trying to trap out of it quite as aggressively now with the big lead. Neidert circles right with a dribble, takes it right free throw line. Cross-court pass to Butters, goes back door in the alley-oop. Nice catch by Ludwig. Couldn't get it to go, though. Got her own rebound. She'll put it on the floor. Too high a dribble and taken away by Lauby. 10 turnovers. Over to Jordan. Right side three. Curls out, no. And the rebound saved in by Lauby. Nice athletic move. Jordan on the drive all the way in and was fouled going up.
Good take. Jordan being aggressive there at the free throw line is just playing at the top of that offense.
Cooksley picks up the foul, her first, sixth on Independence. And Tessa Jordan to the line. Averaging about two a game and puts it right through. She's 100% from the line this year, 5 out of 5 now.
That's great.
Larson back in for Independence. And Mackenzie Hupke in for the first time for the Mustangs, a 5'9 freshman. Another one of those freshmen we
see. I know, I can't get over that. This freshman class, a bunch of good athletes in the area.
Bad pass, cross court, stolen away by Ouellette. 2-on-2 all the way down. She can't finish, too strong off the glass. Cooksley gets it, but had a foot on the baseline. It's a bad break for Independence right there.
It is. I'm going to call that a defensive board and then a turnover, Scott.
Kelsey Gruber in now for the Mustangs, 5'5 sophomore. Where's number 20? Sophomore game tonight was won by Marion, 64-41. Over Independence, sophomore JV game. Lauby circles in the lane all the way in, off the glass for two with the left hand. And Marion by 26 at 37-11. Good dump off pass down low. Larson with the leaner. Chance at 3-point play.
That's good. She had, you know, they found her. She had an open look and she got it up then. This time it wasn't too hard off the glass.
17 foul on Marion and Larson with a chance at the old fashioned 3-point play. She's got three on the night. Trying to pull Independence a little bit closer. It's up and good. 37-14, a little token man pressure applied on Lauby. She'll bring it up with a stutter dribble. Driving a kick, Ouellette, nice move, baseline, runner, no. Blocking foul gonna be called on the Mustangs. That was close.
It was close.
Second on Tristan Ludwig, and both teams now with seven.
Ouellette did have that quick step there, just got around her first man. Second man was still moving.
Free throw on the way. Off the back heel, no. For the 5'10 freshman. 67% coming in for Sophie. Has one more. Takes a step up. Toes the line. Puts it up and good. Her first point. No Marion pressure. And it's 38-14. As Marion's going to come in with three new players and the ball off the hands of Hupke and out of bounds.
Saw Hupke play during that sophomore game a little bit.
Same with Gruber.
That's right, yeah, I just missed her.
Marion back in now with Isabella Sade. And Chloe Rice back into the game as well for the Indians. As well as Caitlin Smith, and she was the story. She got Marion going with the 5 3-point goals. Rice, little shake and bake move. Independence wanted the travel, didn't get it. Behind the screeners, Lauby with the jumper for three and got it. Use that screen nicely.
Yeah, Indians didn't, or Mustangs didn't step out on that.
41-14, still 2:34 to play here in the first half, and the Indians shooting very well from three-point land. Speaking of threes, line driver no good by Independence. From the far side wing, rebound Marion. Lauby behind the back with the dribble, leaves it for Chloe Rice. She's got 5 points here in the early going. And Independence has gone man now. First time, Lauby cross court. Gets it over to Rice. To Smith, trying to get it inside to Jordan. Now they find her down in the block. Jordan posting up. Nice drop-off pass underneath the save.
Yeah, good job. And good work down there. Jordan was working hard sealing the defender.
Tell you what, Tessa Jordan's had a good first half. That's good to see. 43-14. Under two to play. Jump pass to Hupke. Skip pass over the top to the corner. Open three up short that time. And it's going to go out of bounds off the miss by Gruber. Boy, if we talked to Corby Lauby at halftime, he would probably say that this is probably as well as Marion has played this year.
Yeah, this is almost a shooting clinic, Scott.
Whoop, and we just blacked out the entire scoreboard.
As long as they have it in the book, that's all that matters.
I hope they do.
It's their job. It's their job.
Yeah, it was down. It was about a minute and a half. They're going to talk it over. The two coaches going. It was about a minute 30. It was under 2 minutes.
Yeah, because you had called 2:35 a few minutes ago, or seemed like a few minutes ago.
The clock right now shows a minute 48. And that's the only thing. The sideboards are working, though.
Yeah, I've worked five games in the last week, and in each of those, the scoreboard is blacked out at least once. And two different locations, Scott. I don't know what's going on. And maybe it's me.
I don't think it's you at all, Gina.
Electromagnetic current or something.
Maybe it's the snow that's here. I don't know.
Or the cold, maybe. I don't know.
Now, Corby Lauby's going to put his AD hat on now.
Take over.
And get this going here. There we go. 43-14 with a minute 48 is what they've got on the scoreboard here.
Looks like we have consensus. Everyone agrees.
And nobody's putting up much of a fuss on this one.
Everybody's good.
So there we go. Minute 48. And second quarter, and everything's good. Scott Hansen's not going to touch it again. He didn't touch it the first time, he says. Chloe Rice walking it up for Mary in this 43-14 game. Nice spin move. They go 1-4-4, tried to dump it underneath, and tipped and stolen. Man, almost lost in the backcourt, though.
Good tip.
Set play coming off that dead ball situation. Ball fake, Butters. Far side, Ludwig, they'll clear it out for her. Drives baseline, in all the way. Jump pass back out front. Butters for three, no good, too strong. Rebound, Marion. Sade comes away with it. To Jordan, running the floor, look at that. How about that for the senior?
Transition, she is having a good first half.
Tessa Jordan with six off the Marion bench. And it's 45-14 as we go under a minute to play. And Marion could crack that 50-point barrier here in the first half.
Yeah, we'll be, may have a fast clock in the second.
Ludwig for three, and she hits. Right of the circle outside the arc for Tristan Ludwig, who's got five. 45-17, Marion, and Rice will hold it out front, 37 seconds. Sade spinning left free throw line back to Lauby. Tried to lob it inside, and the pass goes over the head of Jordan and out of bounds.
A lot of pressure down low. Ludwig was applying on Jordan on that one.
Pass a little tall, though.
A little tall, but I got to give Ludwig some credit. She was playing good defense in there.
45-17, a 28-point lead. Hupke looking down on the block left side. She'll lob it in. Good catch by Ludwig. Puts it on the floor. Puts up the turnaround high archer. No. They fight for the rebound. Bodies hit the deck. It's going to be Mustang basketball. And time for a last shot here.
Plenty of time to run that inbounds play.
11.2. Butters looks and inbound stolen. Threw it right to Smith. Down to 5 seconds. Driving a kick to the corner. Lauby high arching three right through. And that will do it for a hot shooting Marion first half. The Indians with 10, making 11 three-pointers in the first half.
Hot shooting on a cold night.
48-17, Marion on top. And we'll come back to the Marion Gym talk halftime with you after this one-minute timeout as you're listening to girls high school basketball here on KGYM Sports.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
Mind blown. This is Gigability. Internet at the speed of now. Exclusively from Imon Communications. Gigability, with internet speeds up to 1 gig, gives you the freedom to play, surf, stream, or binge watch your way. No matter how many devices your family has firing at once, Imon Gigability has you covered. Get gigified. Visit imon.net/gigability or call 298-6484 to sign up today. Imon Gigability is now available in residential fiber to the home areas of Cedar Rapids, Marion, and Hiawatha.
Back with you here at Marion. Scott Unash alongside Gina Rogers. Halftime, and it's the Marion Indians. 48 points in the first 16 minutes, and they lead the Independence Mustangs 48-17. Independence led this game 8-3. And then the three-point barrage was unleashed.
I haven't seen shooting like this, and I can't tell you when. I mean, they're just putting on a clinic. And like we said, you know, the zone is not working, clearly not working very well there in the first half for the Mustangs, but good job by the Indians by working the ball around and finding the open shooter and just really distributing and getting around the arc.
Well, I don't know what the school record is for three-pointers, but they may want to check it out here.
Yeah, definitely worth a check.
Sometime soon, because Marion is putting them up here at an incredible, incredible rate. Let's take a look at the halftime scoring for the Marion Indians. Caitlin Smith, she's leading the parade of three-pointers. Smith with 5 triples in that first half. She has 15 points. 8 points apiece for Mia Lauby, including a pair of three-pointers. Ellie Harold came in and gave a few good minutes here. Got 2 three-pointers and a two-pointer for 8. Off the bench, Tessa Jordan with a good first half. The senior with 6 points. Chloe Rice with 5 points. 1 field goal, a three-pointer, and 2 free throws. And then 3 points for Maddie Knapp on a three-pointer. 2 points for Isabella Sade and Sophie Willette with a free throw for 1. For Independence, Lydia Butters and Tristan Ludwig leading the way, 5 points apiece. Brittany Larson with 4, and Caitlin Niedert with a total of 3 points in that first half of play. Free throws, Independence 75%. They were 3 out of 4 from the free throw line, while Marion was 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. The Indians with 11 made threes in that first half to only 2 for Independence. And the turnovers, Independence at 13, first half turnovers to only 4 for Marion. And the bench scoring right now is 19-0.
Wow. Wow.
You can ascertain from those stats who is up big in this one.
Right, yeah, there's no question. Rebounding, not quite so obvious. I have Independence with 5 offensive boards and 6 defensive. Marion with 6 offensive, but here's the difference, 13 defensive boards for Marion. Of course, unofficial stats.
And we came in with Independence being the team.
Right.
That was the big offensive rebounding show.
Right, and they've had, you know, they've gotten some, but the thing is the Mustangs are just not making the bunnies. You know, the inside shots, the you know, off the square, off the glass, just too hard or just over to the side a little bit. So we'll see when they come out at halftime. Get, you know, maybe get them out here a little sooner and just be working on some of those inside shots more than the outside.
So 48-17. If you're Marin, you didn't want to see halftime come.
Exactly. I mean, I was just thinking, okay, so that's what we're going to do for the Mustangs. What are we going to do for the Indians? They're just hoping nothing changes. Nobody gets cold, and they keep the lights out. And you know, I just figured it up. We are, you know, what, 4 points away from a continuous clock. Oh, at the start of the third quarter.
Yeah, and I did not see that coming. Did not see that coming. Some other scores to throw your way here tonight. We've got at halftime, and a low-scoring game as you thought it might be. Iowa City West is over at Bettendorf tonight, and West leads only 21-18 at halftime. And girls basketball, Waverly Shellrock leading Waterloo West 34-21.
Oh, interesting.
And Waterloo West, kind of a streaky team. They beat Wash the other night.
Yeah.
And Waverly Shellrock, a team that beat Marion to keep them out of the state tournament last year. Let's try to find some other scores here as we have them here at halftime. Anamosa over Maquoketa in boys basketball, 44-33. Colin Schulte with 24 in the first half for Anamosa. They are back. He is back, and Anamosa has not lost since he has been back into the lineup. Also, it is, and we can get Ryan Merkin's tweet here, the game that we have on 106.3 FM coming your way at on 106.3, as I mentioned, at halftime. It's Benton Community over Clear Creek Comana, that by a score of 25-18. Again, that one on 106.3. So here at halftime, it's 48-17, and that one in favor of the Marion Indians. Has had a little, I think, a little palm routine going here at halftime.
This is an interesting palm routine.
There you go. And we got Wash Jeff coming up on Friday night, doubleheader. That should be a lot of fun.
At Jeff.
And then the first time they're going to meet this year. And I know they don't like to do it, but it's fun to watch Frank and Jason coach against one another.
You know, those guys are such good friends and have been such good friends for such a long time that it is interesting to watch that.
And they're friends before the game, they're friends after the game, they're friends during the game, but each one wants to beat the other one.
Oh, most definitely. They're both very competitive and very passionate about the sport and very supportive of their kids. That's one thing that I really noticed. They both are just very big supporters of their kids.
Yeah, and they basically run the same things.
Yeah.
It's a mirror image of one another when Wash and Jeff play.
Yeah, and also, you know, Jeff this year has got the addition of Emily Oler, who played her first 2 years at Wash, and also her younger sister is making big contributions for the Jayhawks this year. It was a good addition for them.
Another score to throw your way. This is a final. It actually started earlier on tonight in Pleasant Valley. Number 15 in 4A came over, in 5A, I beg your pardon, came over tonight and beat number 12 Linmar 56-54.
Oh, that is an interesting one.
Yeah, so that is a final right now.
We're seeing some strength out of the MAC this year with PV. With that's a huge win for them. Davenport West, Wash, we host them on Saturday, so we'll get to see Davenport West. We know they're very strong.
Yeah, they're having a kind of a bounce back year as well in the Mississippi Athletic Conference. Also, it is Davenport North girls beating United Township from Illinois, 66-64. They're a rated 5A team. And also tonight, the MVC is having a non-conference night. Jefferson leading Davenport Central 29-18 in boys play. That is at halftime. And Davenport Central off to a good start. When we get 5A going and they put the postseason assignments together next week, it's going to be very interesting to see who is going to go in what direction.
Yeah, definitely. I did see Jeff Linder, he's got you know, his kind of predictions of where he thought everybody was going to go.
Now, that's going to hurt Linmar tonight that they lost.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
And probably help Pleasant Valley a little bit. You kind of, it's kind of like politics. You kind of, you meander and you gerrymander and you want to get the best possible situation you can have.
You do, but historically you see kind of the MAC schools usually line up with the Iowa City schools, or oftentimes line up with the Iowa City schools. So we'll see. It's always interesting to see.
So that probably will be released coming up next week. Both teams back out onto the court here.
Neither one of them warming up either.
Didn't have a lot of time.
Yeah, they didn't. That kind of surprises me. That surprises me a little.
You're ready to go, I guess.
I guess so.
48-17, our halftime score. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union again here tonight. Marion 11 threes in the first half. They'll come out with their same starting lineup. Why change it if it's working for you?
Exactly.
Right?
That's exactly what you got to come out with the third quarter. And, you know, we've said it before in other games, Scott, is the first 2 minutes of the third quarter are important. So if I'm the Mustangs, I'm ready to come out and just start this game over again.
Rice Ouellette in there along with Lauby, Caitlin Smith, and Randy Wright. The five in there for Corby Lauby. Wright fakes the three, drives down the lane, all the way in, and finishes high off the glass for two.
The Mustangs were in man-to-man defense there. Stay out of that zone for a while.
And a travel on Butter is going to be called as she fumbled the basketball, getting ready for a pass. Butter's in there. I'm sorry, Gina.
I was just going to say, we talked about that at the top of the broadcast, Scott, is don't want those unforced turnovers.
And that's been a problem for Indy all year. Independence with their starting lineup in. They're driving in. Well, that shot rejected out of there by Larson, who came out of the middle and swatted that one away. Ouellette back to Lauby on the drive, all the way in, and can't finish with the left hand, and the rebound out of there to Ludwig for Independence. Coming in with a record of 6-8 on the year in the WOMAC. Marion straight man-to-man now. Might as well work on some things when you get an opportunity.
Absolutely. And work your, you know, like Coach has been doing, work people off the bench, let everyone see a little time.
Niedert, high-low pass, tipped away by Ouellette and intercepted by Marion. And it's the 15th turnover in the game here for Independence.
Two possessions, two turnovers.
Angling left with it, Lauby. Driving a kick out to Ouellette in the corner. Now Rice will set it up. Double high stack, comes right off of it. On the ball fake, and they're going to go walk on Smith.
Yeah, just a little hesitation, so.
A little nice play there they tried to set up.
Mustangs need a score here. They need to start chipping away and stay away from that continuous clock.
Henningsen to Niedert. Give and go. Right back it comes to Henningsen, posting up. No good on the shot. Rebound, though. Larson back up and in on the weak side. She's a nice ball player.
She is. She's very strong. And I just like to see her not be quite as strong on some of those bunnies, just a little softer off the glass.
Lauby penetrates. Kick out. Baseline jumper rejected. Rice had it blocked out of there by Niedert. And Marion will retain possession. Up by 31 right now at 50-19. Driving in Smith. Pass up top. Tip stolen. Niedert. One-on-one all the way down the other end and had it taken away by Rice. And slapped out of bounds. It'll stay with the Mustangs.
I've seen Rice do that a couple times. Quick hands, getting the tip.
And don't give up on the ball.
Yeah.
Lob pass in to Caitlin Niedert. She'll dump it inside. Larson posting up, turns to her right. Shot no good. Independence wanted a foul, didn't get it. And Randy right away with the rebound. Up ahead to Smith. And now Marion will set it up here. Mustangs have been man. Crossover dribble. Driving in. Rice. Finger roll. No. And a foul.
A little late. There's like he's thinking about it.
And foul is going to be on Chloe Henningsen. And it's the first foul of the half on either team. As the free throw is good by Chloe Rice. Now Denny would say that they should start up the free throw shooting contest again because Chloe Rice would be right there.
Yeah?
At 94%.
Denny Gettle is the king of statistics. Undisputed king of the statistics.
Probably listening right now.
He probably is. I have a question for him next time I see him, too.
Now, the lead is at 33 right now, so one more bucket, and we'll go to the continuous clock at 35. Niedert off the clear out. A couple jab steps. Tries to lob it on the right block to Larson. Tipped out of bounds, and it's going to stay with Independence.
Yeah, Wright doing a good job coming around and getting in front of Larson.
Go. 52-19 as Independence trying to get it in, looking, still trying to get it in. And finally they do to Niedert. As Marion's going to go to the bench here. Driving left side, Neider trying to go one-on-one and got fouled on the leaner by Rice.
Yeah, Rice bailed her out on that one because she was too far underneath the basket.
Going to get a couple free throws, though. And Caitlin Neider to the free throw line for Independence. And the first one by the right-hander, 55% shooter is short. Ellie Harold will come in. Maddie Knapp and Isabella Sade. Sade Jr. are going to be going to Nebraska Omaha to play volleyball. Terrific All-State volleyball player. Free throw number two, dances off the iron a couple times, comes out deep, picked up by Knapp. And she'll take it into the front court quickly for Marion. And the Indians score here, it'll be the continuous clock.
Yep. Looking to see if Harold got in on that three-point action in the first half, too.
Nice drive, but the shot blocked from behind by Neider. Got it from Rice, two-on-one the other way. Neider down the right side of the lane, fakes, goes up with a shot, scores. It'll count the foul. The junior, Neider, chances a three-point play.
Yeah, good job timing on that block. And then coming down, she seems to be much more confident with her right hand, went right in with that drive.
5 points for Neider, looking for six. And it's 52-21. Puts the free throw up, left it short, and rebound comes down to Maddie Knapp. 52-21, Marion on top, 4:20 to play in the third. Shake and fake move, leaves it for Harold. Dumps it right back into the corner. Lauby goes baseline, pull up 15-footer, short. And Butters out of there with it for Independence. Lob pass inside. Here's Ludwig. Turns, puts up the 10-footer, left it short. Tries to chase down her own rebound, couldn't get it. Harold the other way. Good bounce pass to Knapp, who is fouled.
Butters came in just a little bit late.
But you got to make her earn it free throw line.
That's right. Don't give it up easy.
And it'll be Maddie Knapp to the line for Marion. They've shot it well from the field. They've shot it well from the free throw line tonight. And got that one.
Maddie Knapp looks very familiar to me, and I apologize if anyone's listening and I totally get this wrong, but it seems like I've seen her in some kind of Xavier feeder program in the past. That could be totally wrong, but she looks so familiar to me.
Her mom's softball coach here at Marion. One out of two from the line, but she got her own rebound. Grandpa and Grandma over there on the far side watching. 53-21. The lead right now for Marion. Harold behind the screen. Pop-up jumper. Missed it off the left side, but Marion another offensive board. Lauby goes crossover, drives in, tried to finish, and got fouled going up. Well, I like that first step.
Yeah, that was a great first step. It was quick.
Chris Oberbrockling's got the foul, and it's going to be on Haley Lau. And Lauby to the line, looking for double figures for Marion, and got the first one. 54-21. Marion up by 33. Second one, also good. 55-21, we're back to that 34 on the
cusp.
Yeah,
that's, I was just like, keep, trying to keep track of it here.
Lob pass inside, broken up by Sade. It'll go out of bounds. And we're going to get an Independence timeout.
Come on, Red.
We're going to get a full timeout.
Yep.
As we have 3:23 to play here in the ball game, and it's 55-21 in favor of Marion. We'll take a 30-second break. Come back to Marion right after this here on KGYM Sports.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
55-21 lead for Marion. Marion went on a 17-1 run. That in the first half after being down five, and they've never looked back.
Yeah, and I'm listening to kind of eavesdropping over here on the Mustang huddle, and the coaches are just encouraging the girls, you know, this is not over. Keep fighting. Keep clawing back in. You know, keep one possession at a time. It's the way you work yourself.
Independence to inbound. Cooksley was open on the block for a moment. Didn't find her until it was too late. Hupke back in there over to Cooksley. The freshman fake, starts to drive. Goes cross lane with the pass. Tipped away, stolen by Harold. As Independence got a couple of freshmen in the game. Now, Maddie Knapp, Danny Dunn back into the game. Tessa Jordan, senior, also back into the game. She's open, top of the key, puts up the three, off the right side, no. Tipped out and picked up by Independence. As the Mustangs go to the bucket to our left.
Looking to set up their offense there.
Driving left of the lane, bodies at the deck, and we're going to have a blocking foul, I think. Going to be called on Marion. And looks like one of the Indians, that looks like Knapp getting up a little slow. It'll be on Knapp, that is her second and the third team foul.
Knapp staying in there, but not looking too comfortable right at the moment.
Yeah, she took a little shot. They're going to slow up time here for a moment. So, and Maddie says, yeah, I'm going to stay in the game. Tough girl. Inbound, they lob it over the head of Ludwig, but Hupke picks it up. Her shot won't go on the pull-up. And the rebound, Knapp, long up court pass, broken up a couple times. It comes right to Danny Dunn, who gets the easy layup.
Right place at the right time.
That's the easiest two that she'll have all year. 57-21, and now we have the 36-point cushion.
So the clock stops on shooting fouls, timeouts, and there's a third one. Shooting fouls, timeouts.
As the ball goes out of bounds. Off a leg of a Mustang. Well, we'll find out.
Yeah, I know. I just did it last night, and I've just forgotten it.
Timeout, shooting fouls. Denny Gettle's going to text me here in a moment.
Probably. Thanks, Denny.
57-21, a minute 40 to play here in the third.
So I'm a scorer. I'm not a clock. I'm not the clock runner.
Pass tipped away, picked back up by Marion. Knapp from the corner for three, no good. Dances and wouldn't fall, and then Sade going to get called for over the back. As the clock continues to run here with a minute 20 to play here in quarter number three.
Hey, run it now, let's go.
As soon as we're done with our game, we'll have the Cyclone Call-In show for you on a tape delay basis, probably a little earlier than we thought we'd have it. Neidert back in the game, gets it to Mackenzie Hupke. Lob pass inside, and Larson couldn't get it, and then got tangled up inside with Sade.
She bounces back up.
And ball go over to Marion. Knapp, Jordan, Harold. Ball tipped away momentarily, picked back up by Marion. Sade in there, and Danny Dunn. Harold drives in. They're going to get her for a double dribble.
So the pressure by the Mustangs, good there. They were all over the ball. They were chasing. Created the turnover by the Indians.
57-21, 27 seconds remaining here in the third. Mustang basketball, drive, a kick out to Neeter, picks it up free throw line, lobs it inside to Larson. Posting up, doubled and tied up by Jordan. There she is again.
There she is, and that time Larson just brought the ball down. You want to keep the ball up, you know, above your shoulders.
5 seconds, clock continuing to tick. Going to have to hurry. 2 seconds, 1 second, and they won't get the shot off. And that's it for the third. After three, it's all Marion, the seventh-rated Indians, 57, and Independence, 21. Back with the fourth quarter in a minute here on KGYM Sports.
Sunday, it's the championship round of the NFL playoffs as we bring you a special doubleheader. Hi, this is Scott Graham. Join me and the rest of our Westwood One crew for all the action. First, it's Brady versus Manning as the defending Super Bowl champion New England Patriots battle the Denver Broncos. Then Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers host the Arizona Cardinals. Who will advance to Super Bowl 50? Tune in to find out. The NFL playoffs are right here.
NFL Championship Sunday on the Gym, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. Brought to you by NFL Red Zone from NFL Network and Mediacom.
Data is the techie word for information. Your kids' social security numbers, employees' health information, or customers' tax ID numbers. One little computer virus, an innocently mishandled email, or ill-intentioned hacker could mean big trouble and cost. Skogman Carlson Insurance is ready to protect you with their cyber liability coverage. You have a person who will explain how their cyber liability coverage can help you if there's ever a data breach. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person, a real one. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Back here at Marion as we start the fourth quarter, Indian basketball. Marion with the big lead at 57-21. Lauby and Rice in there. Also Caitlin Smith. And Cameron Canoy and Kenzie Redmond into the game for Marion. For the first time.
Did see her in the sophomore game.
Lauby on the drive and before the shot got bumped pretty hard. Brittany Larson picks up the foul. Clock will not stop unless we have a free throw.
Shooting foul, correct.
Lauby on the drive, goes off the glass with it, no. And Niedert with the rebound. Butters, Niedert in there, Henningsen in there, Ludwig and Larson. So the starting five for Independence back in. On the drive, Ludwig takes it in, goes for the scoop shot and was fouled. And that will stop the clock, I believe.
Shouldn't if it's on the
nope.
floor.
They did say it was on the floor.
Yep.
Chloe Rice picks up the foul. Her second and the fifth. Off the inbound. Ludwig goes baseline, offensive foul. Ran over Caitlin Smith. And that'll be her third foul. Well, we expected a closer game, but Marion just shot the lights out.
Yeah, they just put on a clinic in the first half. And it got so far out of control that the Mustangs just couldn't come back.
Hupke will get ready to come in. Rice behind the back, angling dribble. Weaves her way across the timeline. Lauby tries to go crossover. Now takes a free throw line. Over it comes to Smith. Trying to look inside, instead goes to Rice. Rice splits a double team and was fouled in the layup. Kind of a weave offense, but it's not outside, it's inside.
That's exactly what I was trying to decide, if they were just kind of going to kind of play catch for a while and not look to score, but.
And Rice misses a free throw.
Uh-oh, jinxed her.
I did. Emma Meter will come into the Independence lineup for the first time tonight. And Rice hits one out of two. Eight for her, 58-21, 5:40 to play here in the game. Butters backing her way, now spins in the lane, goes over the shot, can't get the roll though. That's kind of the way it's been.
Yeah, it was a nice move.
On the other end, here's Rice, goes up with a right hand leaner, no. Tipped out deep, picked up by Independence. 2-on-3 break. Butters all the way down the lane and finishes with the layup.
Good job pushing it in.
Didn't really have an angle, but kind of got it to go.
Yeah, made it work on the left.
58-23, 5:08 to play. Drive and a kick outside, open three-pointer. Rice couldn't get the roll. And we come the other way. Independence to Henningsen. Lob pass inside to Hupke. Luce tried to save it from going out of bounds and tie ball.
Mustang ball. New five.
Randy Wright, Sophie Ouellette, Sade, Harold, and Dunn all in now for Marion. And Lau back in. Hupke back in for Independence. Along with Gruber. And for the Mustangs. Inbound comes to Hupke with 4:20 to play. And the pass, return pass up top, goes into the backcourt, but they're going to say it was tipped by Marion. And Independence will retain possession. Pull-up jumper won't go by Butters, and Wright one-hands the rebound. Wright, another freshman, six-footer. Willett, a freshman. Harold, a sophomore. This is going to be one whale of a program the next few years.
I was just going to say, the future looks bright at Marion.
Free throw, or the three, no good. Comes out deep to Wright. Off the tip from Sade.
Willett thought about taking that three-pointer.
Now Harold drives in. Too strong off the glass from the right block, and the rebound to Lau. 3.5 to play, and it's 58-23. Marion in control of this one. Hupke had it stripped and stolen by Dunn. Here comes Danny going one-on-one. Stops. Her shot rejected by Hupke. Got a little revenge. 20 turnovers on Independence. As the Indians are going to go to the bench again, we've got a blocking foul on Sophie Willett.
That's three on her.
And we got a 35 coming in for Independence, and we don't have a 35.
Not on our list. Hopefully they have it in the book.
Olivia Draves comes in for Marion. Also coming in, Miranda Bike for the Indians. Tessa Jordan back in. There's a three, no good on a bullet shot, and rebound. And a foul going up. That time was Mackenzie Hupke. And Olivia Draves picks up the foul for Marion. Seventh on the Indians. And that will stop the clock. Couple of free throws. First one short, no good. Marion also. Into the ball game is Hallie Kephart, another freshman. Where's number 34? Draves, Jordan, as both free throws no good. Sydney Nielsen into the game for Marion for the first time. 5'7", another freshman. Here's Jordan taking it left of the lane, up strong and got fouled. By Lau.
Both coaches getting everybody in their bench some playing time, some important varsity playing time.
And you like to see that. Everybody that's dressed tonight has played. Free throw good for Jordan. We'll talk to Corby Lauby after the game. Got to be pleased. And one more coming up for Jordan. A senior. 7 points and make it eight. Got a good free throw shot.
I was just going to say the team is they're good free throw. They've just been shooting well all night long, Scott.
60-23, Marion. So we come up on the 2-minute mark. Pass almost tipped away by Nielsen. On the drive, we got two mystery folks in there. 10-35.
So unfortunately, Independence fans, if you know 10-35, we don't, but they are in the game.
Good pass down low. The assist from Kephart. And the basket by Miranda Bike. 62-23, and a blocking foul going to be called on Marion. I think they're going to get Nielsen. As Emma Meter comes back in for Independence. This will be a 1-1.
And this is our mystery number 10 player.
And got the free throw. Yeah, they get another one. I'm going to say it's Jada Krueger, or Krieger, I beg your pardon. Because she wore number 10 in the earlier game. Yeah, you have no qualms about that, do you?
I'm good with that.
Left-hander, one more. Up, got the roll. Maybe her first two varsity points.
Good for her.
62-25, 90 seconds to play. Nielsen penetrates the lane. Got cut off by the double team, lost her footing, and goes out of bounds to Independence. It's only the eighth turnover against Marion.
They've just played it overall, just a very, very solid game. It's been fun to watch. Explains why they're the number seven team in the state.
Going to get their 10th win here in the game tonight. Drop-off pass inside, and a travel going to be called as Meter changed pivot feet. And the right idea.
Just going for the sweep.
Just lifted that and changed that pivot foot. Redmond into the front court. Kenzie Redmond running the show here for Marion. Final minute of the ball game. 62-25. Kanoy outside the arc left wing. Who's going to take that shot? Here it comes. Three-pointer no good by Nielsen. And the weak side rebound to Independence. 25 seconds to play. Kringer left wide open. She'll step in and drain the free throw line jumper.
Basket by Tanner Kringer.
And it
there
is Kringer.
There you go. Good job, Scott.
That was a good guess. 62-27. 10 seconds to play in the game. Kanoy to Nielsen. She'll put it up for three, no. Kanoy with the rebound. 3 seconds to play. And Marion will win it. That'll do it. Indians win their 10th. As number seven Marion defeats Independence tonight, 62-27. And Gene and I will come back and get into the postgame show, and we'll do it after this minute and a half break as you're listening to High School Basketball on KGYM.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
Are you looking for a fun, fulfilling work atmosphere with opportunities to grow? IMON Communications is currently seeking qualified candidates like you. IMON offers competitive pay and benefits, as well as opportunities for professional development. IMON employees share a passion for creating connections, one person at a time. By joining IMON, you'll have the opportunity to make a positive impact with your fellow coworkers and in your community. If you're ready to make a change and join a gratifying work environment, visit imon.net/careers today to view their open positions.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Turbo engines rule the road these days. Sure, they're cool, but they run hot. Take the piston skirt. It can reach over 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Burning your cherry pie is one thing, but your cherry red coupe? That's why Pennzoil synthetic motor oils are designed to protect your engine, even in extreme temperatures. So fire up your turbo and protect it at the same time. Make the switch to Pennzoil synthetics and take performance to a whole new level.
Welcome back here to the Marion Gym. Scott Unesh and Gina Rogers with you as Marion Indians win it going away tonight over the Independence Mustangs 62-27. As Marion goes to 10-4 on the season and 7-1 in the WOMAC Conference. By the way, Benton Community, Clear Creek, Amanda boys, they're going overtime 51-51 right now. And that one on 106.3 FM. We'll get you to the Cyclone Call-In Show as soon as we wrap things up here from the Marion Gym. What a performance. Marion just shot Independence out of the gym tonight.
Yeah, they really did. Through the first quarter, or the first half, you know, it was a clinic. And like I said, first time I've seen Marion, and I'm looking forward to watching them play again. This was very impressive and young team.
Ultra young. Maybe the youngest team in the state of Iowa.
You know, and I'm thinking back, Scott, you've seen a lot, and I've seen a lot. This is season 18 for me. I can't think of a time when I've seen such a young group put on that kind of show. That's impressive.
And they did. Shot at 11 threes in the first half that they made. Made free throws. Created turnovers.
Yeah. Just
that's the name of the game.
I don't know what else. It'd be interesting to hear what the coach is saying in the locker room because, I can't think of anything that you'd want to change.
Let's take a look at the scoring for Marion. They're 10-4 now, 7-1 in the WAMAC West, and stay at least one game behind center Point Urbana, who's a big favorite to win tonight against South Tama. And we're getting closer and closer to the rematch that we'll have on January 29th between Marion and CPU right here.
I'm going to write that down. I think that's one I'd like to see.
That is going to be a fun one that night. For the Indians, they had two in double figures. Caitlin Smith leading the way. All 15 of her points, all from beyond the arc and all in the first half, had 5 3-pointers and ended up with 15 points tonight. 10 points as well for Mia Lauby in the game. Also off the bench, 8 points for Ellie Harold. Chloe Rice had 8 points tonight. Tessa Jordan with 8 points tonight. Maddie Knapp with 4 points. And then 2 points apiece, Danny Dunn. Miranda Bike had 2, and Isabella Sade had 2. And 1 free throw for Sophie Ouellette in the game tonight for Marion, and their total is 62. For Independence, they were led by Lydia Butters, who had 7. 3 field goals and a free throw. 6 points for Brittany Larson. Tristan Ludwig had 5. Caitlin Niedert had 5. And Krieger off the bench had 4. Independence tonight had 21 turnovers to only 8 for Marion. That played a big part. And as well as this stat, 26-4, Marion outscored Independence from the bench tonight.
Yeah, that's the tale right there. And we talked about it before, at the top of the broadcast, too, about turnovers would be important to the Mustangs. And that was certainly not the death blow, but it was certainly, it was certainly an injury.
Marion had 11 made threes. They didn't make one in the second half. They didn't need to shoot the threes.
They didn't. Yeah, they weren't even looking for it. I mean, credit the Indians. They could have come out hot and just kind of kept running it up, but they kind of backed it off a little bit and worked on some fundamental things as you were speaking of.
Yeah, and Independence with 2 made threes on the night. Marion was 13 of 16 from the free throw line, so about 78%, while Independence was just under the 50 percentile. They were 5 of 11 in the ball game here tonight. And that's what I have, and how about your rebounding?
Rebounding, not a whole lot. Independence, 2 offensive boards in the second half to 9 defensive. Marion had 5 offensive boards and 18 defensive boards. So a big difference on the number of boards. But that, looks at the number of shots you have and really overall how your shooting was going for the night.
Yeah, and the second half, I'm not going to say everybody. Independence played hard the whole way.
They did.
They really did.
They did. They didn't give up. They you could tell that there was some frustration, but they didn't give up. And I especially, really saw a lot out of Caitlin Nieder. She was really working hard. She had a couple blocks as well as Larson, several steals there in the third quarter. So, no, they definitely did not give up.
No, did not give up indeed. And it was just a situation where when you got the other team that's hitting the lights out, it's tough.
Yeah, and you got to give credit to a good team. What you take away from this, if you're the Mustangs, is what could we do to improve? What were the unforced turnovers that we can clean up? What are the things that we can do? Let's get in the gym and let's throw up some more shots. Let's work on those bunnies. What can we do? It's not necessarily, Marion's a good team. Can't take anything away from them.
4 of the last 5, Marion has now won in the game, on the season, I should say. 3 in a row after the loss to Linmar. And playing the Prairies, playing the Linmars, even though you get a loss, it's not going to hurt you.
Makes you better. Every time you play a good team, it makes you a better team because you learn from it. And you look at what those good things do and try to incorporate that into your scheme.
Yep, and so Marion gets the win in this one tonight, 62-27. We're going to talk to Corby Lauby coming up here in just a moment. If not, we're going to talk to Dave Messerly, perhaps.
Yeah. Dave Messerly keeps walking by and gives us a thumbs up. Lots of thumbs ups.
And we'll get a word from Coach Lauby coming up here in just a moment. And Marion got all their all their personnel in tonight, chance to get some good experience.
I love to see that. I love to see that because those are the kids that are at practice every night. The kids that may not play a lot in the game, in a tight game, those are the kids that make the starters and the first teamers better every night in practice. So I love to see them get playing time in the game.
Yeah, and they did that here tonight. And Marion will get ready for a trip down to Williamsburg on Friday, as they will take on the Raiders. Marion won earlier 64-23, and Indy gets ready to take on Benton. That will be back up in Independence coming up on Friday nights, and a chance to get back into it and get back and try to get back on the winning track. And we'll talk to head coach Corby Lauby coming up as soon as he makes his way over here. And I think he's done with Mr. Miles now from the Cedar Rapids Gazette, and
Dave Messerly sending him over.
There we go. Dave's such a good guy. Absolutely, absolutely. He's talking over with the media. This is what happens when you hit 11 3-pointers in the first half, right?
Yeah, I told the other coaches going to half that I was the shooting coach tonight.
Yeah. So.
Well, you know, a lot of when things go well, when you shoot well, you cause turnovers. You're going to have a good first half. You didn't want to see halftime come, I would imagine.
No, that's exactly what one of the coaches said. You know, I wish we could keep playing. But I think that was the open shot tonight. We had a lot of driving kicks, a lot of extra pass. We thought we got threes in transition. We got them off the high post. We got them off driving kicks and off of offensive rebounds, too. So, you know, even though you're shooting the outside shot, I thought it was the right shot tonight. I thought that was the shot. And we've really talked a lot about hitting person in the shooting pocket and on time. And I thought the girls really made good passes so they could catch and shoot.
That's exactly what I said. And Scott and I were pointing out you made a lot of shots, you know, from the corners. And that's a hard pass to get to because it's a longer pass. So the girls were doing a great job with that passing.
Yeah, we thought so, too. And actually one of the girls brought that up tonight in the locker room. They said they commented themselves because we kind of talk about swishing the pass where, you know, you really focus on hitting them in the shooting pocket every single time. And we do a lot of driving kick drills because, you know, that's kind of how we're built, is to drive and penetrate and kick. And so, you know, it's nice to see that, you know, carried over into a game.
Caitlin Smith was on fire with five.
Yeah, she was. You know, obviously the second half that everything changed a little bit with the tempo and everything. I'd love to see her keep shooting it, but Caitlin's capable of that. You know, she's our leading three-point shooter in the team, and anytime she's open, we want her to shoot the ball.
The bench was outstanding. Two in particular. Ellie came in, hit some big threes. Tessa Jordan may have had her best game of the year tonight.
It was, and Tessa's such a great kid, great leader, very unselfish. She's so good to the young girls, even though she's taken a different role this year. You know, a lot of kids would put their head down, but that goes to show about her character. We have two seniors that their character's been so tremendous, and that's allowed us to be able to be successful because of their attitude. And, you know, as you guys know, that's not always common,
right,
to have seniors that are willing to maybe concede a starting job to a freshman. But yeah, Tessa really did a great job. We let her play a little point guard there at the end, if you notice, for about two or three possessions, so because she has some ball, good ball skills.
Yeah, and you didn't have to push the envelope in the second half, just to go out, do what you do, work on some things, I would imagine, and go from there.
Yeah, all 16 girls who dressed played. I really liked the energy that the bench had. Like even the girls at the end were excited for the girls who were in the beginning. It was vice versa. So anytime everybody can play and you can get everybody on the floor, it's neat.
Well, you got to go on the road now Friday down to Williamsburg. Tough place to play always, as long as the gym's days are numbered, I think. But
kind of an older gym.
I played in that gym.
Did you?
Just so
did
you know. Yeah, I did. Many years ago.
What, like 3 years ago?
Yeah, three.
Okay.
Good save.
Yeah, we'll go down there, and I think the girls are pretty motivated right now and excited. They, you know, I think at this time of year, if you still want to be playing, that's big. And these girls, there's a lot of them who, you know, they consider themselves basketball players, that basketball's, you know, either their first or second favorite sport. So we're really excited for the next month, and obviously Friday's the next step. So we said enjoy tonight, and tomorrow they'll be on our radar, so we'll be ready to go.
You kind of hit on something maybe with this the combinations?
We're just trying different things, you know. We honestly could have probably, you know, 10 different girls who could be in that starting lineup. We're just trying to find, you know, what works. We've been close. You've seen us play. You know, at times we've, We lost to two undefeated teams this year, ranked second in the state, Center Point, Western Dubuque. So we're trying some different things, some different combinations. And like you said, when you bring Maddie Knapp and Ellie Harold off the bench, that gives us a lot of quickness. Mm-hmm. Our younger group gives us a little more length, you know, maybe in length and speed combination. But they were kind of physical tonight. So when Tessa and Bella came in, you could tell they're junior and senior in there. They kind of were a little more physical, which was nice and gave us a little boost.
Yeah, when you said quickness, I was thinking tenacity. I thought they were both pretty tenacious and just really, you know, staying.
They are, and we kind of try to go. We do go to a lot of man, full court man, when those two come in. When we have more length, we sometimes go 1-3-1. Mm-hmm. So we kind of depending on our group. And tonight, a lot of times it's been 1-3-1 that's done it for us. And tonight it was our man. So it was kind of actually good to see that. You know, we kind of have that combination of two defenses that are working.
Mm-hmm. Well, you stay at least within a game of CPU and getting ready for a lot of business to be done before the 29th, though.
Yeah, yep. I think that's actually, you'd be lying to say that that's on our radar. We definitely have to keep pace with Center Point, and right now we're one game back in the race. But like you said, you got to go to a tough place in Williamsburg, and you got a lot of other tough games. I think, you know, look at the standings, like Benton Community is only one game highest, and they're a dangerous team. So, but yeah, I mean, we have our goals are to be a conference champion and go to the state tournament and to win games at state. That's kind of what the girls want to do. So whether you get there or not, it may or may not happen, but that's what their goals are as far as looking at the season. So,
well, good win tonight. Best of luck Friday, and we're going to see you in the 29th.
Sounds good. Look forward to seeing you guys, and thanks for coming.
You bet. Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you. And you did great with the scoreboard when it went out,
yeah.
too.
Hey, you know, that's like, that's one of the advantages of having the AD in close by.
So. Switch hats.
That's right. I was ready to go get the other clock.
Thanks, Corby.
Yep, see you guys.
Appreciate it. Corby Lavi, head coach of the Marion girls, as they win it tonight 62-27 here over the Independence Mustangs to chalk up win number 10. On the year, while the Mustangs fall to 6-9. And it's going to about wrap things up here tonight. Not more you can say about this Marion performance.
No, impressed. Impressed. And in Independence, don't hang your heads. Go home. You learn from this. What can you do better? What can you improve? And everybody, it's about the next game.
Yeah, Independence did a lot of things.
They
just couldn't finish shots.
Yeah, and that's, if it was me, I'd be in the gym. And I'd be working on bunnies and bunnies and bunnies and bunnies and bunnies. That's what I would be doing.
Yep. Gene, appreciate it. We'll talk to you down the road here.
Sounds good. Thanks,
Always
Scott.
Fun. That's going to wrap things up here tonight. Thanks to Corby Lauby, the AD and girls basketball coach here at Marion High School, for all his help. Big thanks to Kyle Mann back in the studio as well. Thanks to all our sports-minded boosters, and a special thank you to everybody for tuning in to the broadcast here tonight. We're going to get you to the Cyclone Call-In Show in its entirety coming up next. And for Gina Rogers, Scott Unash saying so long. Hope you enjoyed it. Final score of this WAMAC Conference girls game here tonight. It was the 7th-rated and 4A Marion Indians over the Independence Mustangs, 62-27. And so long from the Marion Gym.
From Learfield Sports on the Cyclone Sports Network, it's time for the Cyclone Courtside Call-In Show. Your chance to talk with the head coaches